Is that Yud, we got up to the two dots. So we're up to Iboilu, about one third of the way down. So we were talking yesterday about the Kinyan of Bia. Today the Gemara wants to go into the details of the Kinyan. So the first question that we have is Iboilu. Tchilat Bia Kona, Asov Bia Kona. What, when we say Bia, what are we referring to? Are we referring to what's known as Hara? It's really a machlokas what Hara means. So there's a machlokas elsewhere, whether Hara means even without real insertion, just like a touching of genitals, it's called nishikat eva. Or is ha'ara the actual insertion of the penis up until the end of the atara? But whatever it is, it's certainly not sofbia. Sofbia does not mean ejaculation. That's irrelevant. But halacha, either there's insertion, that means complete insertion, or there's partial insertion. What happens afterwards is really not important to us.
So what's the sofbia?
Sofbia is just complete insertion. So the question over here is, because I mean, we understand that whatever the connection is between two people, it's focused on the physicality of the connection of genitals, of whatever bia is. So the question of whether there's ejaculation is irrelevant to the element of the connection in the kinyan. And it's not something that you're doing, so to speak. Something that happens. Mashenkin, over here, we're talking about what is the act of the kinyan itself. So do we say, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina would be kegon sheher rabba. So he does ha'ara'a, whatever that is. Again, I mentioned this about Chokas. And she's a very busy kind of girl. She decides to be makabel kedushin from somebody else, you see, before he manages to get all the way in. I changed my mind. Give that to your friend, sir. She grabs and starts kedushin from somebody else. Okay. Like I said, she's very imaginative. So she's pashta yadavi. You've seen lots of girls like that, right?
No, no. I haven't seen a movie case.
Yeah.
You haven't seen a movie case like that? No, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So she either, that would be a simple case, but a more interesting case, very interesting case, is can a Kohen Gadol make a Kedushin with Bia? That's the question, because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Bu'ula. So now, if he doesn't make the kinyan of kedushin until he completes the insertion, but he's actually made her a bu'ula before that, so at the time that he's being kona her, she's a bu'ula. Of course, it's his own fault, but that's irrelevant. So then, according to that, the question is whether a kohen gadol can be kena a betula dafka bebia. What's the difference? Rava kol habo el dato agmar bia. If we're talking about kinyan kedushin. Kinyan kedushin is always part of all kinyanim. Kinyanim are a function of the das of the makneh, the das of the koneh. So in this case, we recognize that a normal human being is not thinking about the technicalities of partial insertion, complete. He's thinking about bia all the way, is what he's thinking of. Which means that that's his das to be kena. He doesn't feel like he's gotten anywhere at this point, right? That's the whole point of sexual experience, is you're always looking for the next piece. That's exactly what's happening over here. His das is basically complete insertion. So he never has in mind a kinyan prior to that. As far as he's concerned, that's preparatory. So therefore, what the Gemara really means, this is the way Tosfos, many of you should learn, what the Gemara really means is it's irrelevant. Because whether we define bia as the hara or the gemar bia, it's still going to require his das. And his das is on sof bia. So what's the nafkamina? Now, if that's the pshat, the reason that it's important to consider that as the definitive pshat is because elsewhere, remember the Gemara back in Yevamos, the Gemara learns out that bia is defined by ha'ara. Then it would be a contradiction to the sugya. The sugya is saying that's the only issue. Elamite must be some pshat, that's the only issue. The Gemara is saying, look, that's irrelevant because it'll never come to that. Now, obviously, as Tosfos points out, pshat will never come to that. What if a person only does ha'ara? Right, so he does ha'ara, and then he goes out before he ever completes insertion. So what happens over there? So clearly, kids over there, daito al-sof bia. He's interested in the technicality of a kinyan. That's the kinyan for him. The only question over there in Yavamas, is that called intercourse or not? At what point do we consider, we're talking about a serious act, which is a kinyan. The same way we have to consider, what do we mean with the kinyan of shtar? What do we mean with kinyan of kinyan? What do we mean with intercourse? I mean, anything could be called. It's like President Clinton. I never had sex with that woman. Well, he didn't. The way he was defining sex, right? You know, the same thing is true here. Okay, so how do we define it? That the Gemara in Yavamas is discussing. What is defined as the act of bia? But then over here, the Gemara is saying, but the question is, you raise it, in terms of kinyonim would be a function of his das.
So
Inochinami, all he did was Hara. So then that clearly was his intent in the Kinyan. Now the Shaila is that a Kinyan? We pass him.
Is that was the insertion? But when he did the Hara, somebody gave her the Kiddushin, somebody else. His Das was to the end, but her Das wasn't to the end. And she got the
I mean, for the very fact that she was Mekabelet Kiddushin, it's a simon that she wasn't Moseret HaTatzma.
Yeah.
That could be. That's a very good Hara. That could be. You know, Finami, possibly. She didn't have Das. Be mocking herself on that basis. She didn't know that he was going to exit. It's possible. That's a very good point. Okay, but or if the person says, I'm only interested in being kind of now with the Akka, I'm telling you specifically, this is my Das. And of course, we wouldn't have a question.
Is there a question between Sophia and Marbia?
No, we only use Gemar Bia, where it's not in contrast with Tchilas Bia. It's Gemar
Bia. It's the same.
Yeah, we're just trying to say if it's a long process, in other words, and it's all part of the same process.
I mean,
it's almost never Nogea anything else. It's very, very rare cases where it would be Nogea ejaculation, which is not in terms of Kinyan. So. Okay.
Is the end of the Gemara saying that Stam Das is Anasot?
Right, Sam Das, that's all it's saying. That's Sam Das, but clearly if it was done differently, we wouldn't have said it, Sam Das. Anyway, I mean, that's in order to make the two sugyas work out. The sugya, all of Ashas, that how Raza didn't have been of Kinyan, I mean, of Bia. And over here, what we're saying is that it doesn't have a din of Kinyan. Iboyalo. Now, another question. I mean, clearly there's a difference between Kesev and Shtar and Bia, because, and that was something we pointed out at the beginning of the Sechta. I mean, the whole idea of Bia as a Kinyan strikes us as very strange, because the marriage was supposed to be for purposes of Bia, and not that the Bia should be the marriage. I mean, it's brought even in the extreme case of the Kohen Gadol. I mean, the Kohen Gadol is being kind of a Bia, and in so doing, he's going to make it impossible for himself to be kind. I mean, that brings that beautifully. So now the question is, if the Torah is saying that Bia is an actual Kinyan, so then what does it mean to say? It's a Kinyan for Kiddushin. So it's a Kinyan for Kiddushin, so now we can live together as man and wife? No, what do you mean? It's only Kiddushin. What do you mean it's only Kiddushin? I only made the Kiddushin by taking her to bed. Now you're telling me, oh no, don't touch her. You didn't go to the chuppah yet. So it's something of a built-in contradiction to such consideration. Therefore, asks the Gemara, this Kinyan that we have of Bia, maybe it basically circumvents chuppah. Because it's creating a state of complete ishut, by definition. So then, does it make sense to go from an erisin of Bia to a chuppah? It's almost like the bride is pregnant when she's under the chuppah. I mean, everybody's looking a little bit, huh? I mean, we know how they got married in the first place. So what are they doing in the chuppah now? So, Ibayalu, Bia nisuinosa, o erosinosa. Nafkamina, this would make a tremendous nafkamina in many, many issues. First of all, if she dies, does he inherit her, or do her other as inherit her? Is he considered to be Sheriff Sarah at this point? How about if he's a Kohen? Would he be Mitame to her, to bury her, if she dies? Can he be made fair in a Dorim? Or is he only an Oros, and he needs the Av to be made for the Dorim? So obviously, Yamrit Nisuinosa. So then he would be Yosha Metamela made fair in the Dorim. On the other hand, Yamrit Erosinosa. You know, Yosha Metamela and made fair in the Dorim. My, major, major practical implications of this. Omer Abai, Yotashima, Ha'av, Zakai Bebito Bekidushia. Because of Shtar, you remember this from the beginning of the Masechta. The father has a schus in the daughter, whether that means where Rashi learns to be meiser her for Kiddushin by Shtar or Bia or Meder, it means he is actually Zakai in a sense. He can make money off of the deal by selling her for that purpose, accepting the contributions towards somebody who wants to have her as a bride. Vizakai b'mitziyata, this was the question that Rabbi Yisrael raised earlier, where we figured it out ourselves from the common denominator of the issues that we had raised. What was the schus of the father? So we understood that it was even things that came without any tirach on his part or on her part. See, vizakai also for her mitziyot, for her salary, despite the fact that she is torachat in that. Ubi afarat in dareha, umekabelet gita. Here's a question, when we say mekabelet gita, I mean, lechora, that only means mekabelet gita after Erisin, not Mekabelet Gita after Nisuin. Tosis raises that question. Because, I mean, once she's already married, so then how can we Mekabelet Gita if she's Yotzei B'Rishus Ha'av? Ve'inu Ochel Perot B'Chayeh. Now, if this daughter of his, if she goes ahead and becomes now an heiress, which is very, very possible, because what might happen is that her grandfather, her maternal grandfather, dies, leaving no other heirs. Now, his daughter is suddenly a very rich little girl. Okay, but the father does not have schus and irusha, even in terms of achilas peros. In other words, he can't invest the money for her in a trust and take the income from the trust for himself. He has no business with it at all. The most we'll do is accept him as a steward on it. So he will basically be an apotropos for her, but he gets nothing out of it at all. Now, if she goes ahead, but he's safe, she goes ahead and gets married, now the Baal has more rights than the father. Yeter alav habal, because the Baal actually does have the rights to income from anything that a woman owns, even Yerusha that comes into, unless, of course, it's specifically excluded some, but that would be the norm. We give them those rights. Now, just note the way this is constructed. The father is Zoch and the daughter for a Kedushin in the following three ways. Kesef Shtar Ubiya. And then if she goes ahead and is Nisait, now obviously if Bia is Nisait, if Bia is Nisuin, so what do you mean by saying the father is Zoch in these three ways, and then if she subsequently goes ahead and is Nisait, then the Baal is Yetar. There's not subsequently on the Tzad that Bia is Osa Nisuin. So obviously, we'll have to conclude that Bia is not Osa Nisuin, and therefore we can say it. If subsequent to the any of the three above ways, including Bia, she goes ahead into the Chuppah, so that means there's need for a Chuppah. Until the Chuppah, we would still have the zechus of the father in the daughter, right? So, katani bia, one of the three ways is bia, and then the end of the brayta says, and if then, katani nisei, she goes to get married, oh, come on, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean anything. The fact is that the father is zeicha for kiddushi abad in three ways. It may well be that one of those three ways is also nisuin. I mean, are we talking about that? We're saying that in a case where she's an arusa, the father has these zechuyot, in a case where she's a nesua, either through the bia maybe, or Nisua through Chuppe after Kesef Ishtar. I mean, that's not what we're coming to address. So it means that when it says Nisit, it's going on the other two cases, Kesef Ishtar. Obviously, the Bia would have already been Nisit. I still have to say the difference between the cases of Eris and the cases of Nisuin, don't I? So we're going to raise that. So Kikatani Nisit is referring to Ashara, it's referring to the other two cases, which is still absolutely necessary for me to make that distinction. Omar Rava, okay, Tashma, how about this? Bat shalosh anim v'yom echad mitkadeshet b'biyah. So we know that we have halacha l'mashmi Sinai of shiurim. At the age of 3 years, a woman becomes capable of, this doesn't mean physically capable, it means capable of halachic intercourse. Once again, I said, we're used to thinking in very Western terms. No, so intercourse means the insertion of genitals into genitals. But that's not true. Because the Torah has a specific definition. What are genitals, first of all, in the sense of bia? What is insertion, which we've been talking about? It doesn't work like that. When we define now genitals, it's like any other shear. So in the same way that we'll talk about if a male less than the age of 9 years inserts his penis, there's no penis. It's a finger as far as we're concerned. It doesn't have any meaning. Because we don't view that as halakhically defined mature genitals. It doesn't do anything. So it's not an act of bia. And therefore, even though the female is a gedela and she's having sex with a child, I mean, but the point, it's not sex. It's simply not defined as sex. It's simple as that. The same thing is true with a ketana who is less than 3 years old. It's not a sexual experience. In Western terms, that's ridiculous. But over here we're saying, that's not considered to be the Torah's definition of what female genitalia is. So Mimela, what are you doing? You're tickling her. What's the difference? It happens to be, you know, the place where she wees. I mean, that's all that it is as far as we're concerned. It doesn't have any relationship to genitals. That's irrelevant. And because of that, it's not going to be any of the dinim. There's a lot of dinim. So what are some of these nafkaminas? So if she's bat shalosh shanim yom echad, she falls now to Yibam because the father has accepted Kedushin. Husband dies. So now, at that point, if the Yavam sleeps with her, he was really kainar, because we don't need a das maknov, that's Baal Korcha. Right? So at that point, yes, he had intercourse with her. Kinyin is shalom. Furthermore, we would be chayavin aleil mishum eshetish. So if her father was makabel, kedushin for her, and you sleep with her. So now you slept with a married woman. But if she was less than 3 years old, you did not sleep with a married woman. Because you didn't sleep with her at all. Again, strange from a Western point of view, perfectly understandable from the point of view of Portnoy's complaint. That's all that she is. She's not, you know, she's not a person yet in that term. And, now Tosfos doesn't like that. Why? Because he says to say that you're chayev mishum eshetish is absurd. Because later on we're going to say you're chayev al kol araya shebatera. One, she's something eshetish is no different than any araya shebatera. So why would we be miyachad eshetish? Stop, you're telling, I mean, there's a list of arayas, one of those arayas. You're telling me, and that's considered to be a bia in terms of the chiyav of any type of, no, okay, so she's a given. Therefore, says Taisa, no, the point over here is that it's a continuation in Bala Yavam Kana. That's the point. But you might have thought that that's a dindrabana. At that point, if you're kind of the Yavama becomes Eshetik Mijiraisa. That's the point. So that this is just to clarify, we're not talking about Chumras with Drabana or Machayev, we're talking about the definition of the act of bia. Umitamad Bala. Furthermore, we know that a woman who is a nida, and somebody sleeps with a nida, the male becomes tamei as if he himself is a nida. But that's only if he sleeps with a nidah. It's not one of the tumas that are communicated in some other way, like carrying, touching, and so on and so forth. It's a unique form of the transference of tuma. So again, if she's not old enough to achieve bia, then there's no transference of the tuma. And the din over there is it's metame mishkaf tachton. It will be metame, what he is sitting on. Ke'elyon. Ke'elyon does not mean something that's sitting on here. Ke'elyon means it's a technical term for what's known as Elyono shel Zav. Zav has a special din, which is not shared in cases of other tumas. Where over there we have the din of Heset, Tumat Heset of a Zav. So a Zav who moves something is the equivalent in other cases where something moves the Zav. Because we know you pick up an Avela, you're Tommy, but an Avela picks you up, you're not Tommy. So if you support yourself on an Avela, you don't become Tommy. If you support yourself on a Zav, you do become Tommy. So if you put a Nevela down on one side of a scale and a guy is on the other side of the scale, he's not going to become Tomei, because the Nevela carried him, not vice versa. If you put a Zav on one side of the scale and the guy on the other side, then he will become Tomei. But the level of Tuma that is conveyed in that sense, which is Elyon, the Zav lifted him, imagine the scale, is not the same as regular Tumas Mishkav. Because regular Tumas Mishkav becomes an actual Avatuma. So an Avatuma, if somebody touches now the Mishkav, on which and the actual Nida sat down on a pad of some kind, and now you touch the pad will be Matami. It'll be Matami Kalim. It's an Avatuma. But the din of an Elyon Shel Zav is that it's not an Avatuma. It's only a Rishon Tuma. In which case, it will only be Matami Eichlin Umashki, but it will not be Matami Kalim and Adam. So that's what it's saying. In this case, she transfers Tuba to someone who sleeps with her, so that his Mishkav Tachton is only the equivalent of Elyon Shel Zav, which is also halachically should be seen like one of the special dinim of the tuma of someone who sleeps with a nida, but they nidasa olav. It's on that level that they nidasa olav. So it's like Elyon.
It's 3 years she has a nida.
Sorry?
It's 3 years. Can't
she have sure, of course, yeah. Yeah. So at birth, you can have a din of a zav. It's very, very often you have this. You really often have this at birth. It's a common occurrence that the hormones of the mother affect the infant. Right. So male infants are often found to be leaking a type of prostate seminal fluid, and females are sometimes found to be bleeding. Again, only because it's like an artificial stimulation. It is if you injected hormones in them. Right? But you often see a swollen vulva and things like that in a baby, which comes to the mother. All right, so then she would be a nida, but she could only transfer that nida under such circumstances. Thanks. They didn't even know why they were making this. They thought it was for computers. Furthermore, the imni seif lekohen. So if she goes ahead now, and she goes, and this seems to be saying, if she goes to the chuppah, and the husband is a kohen, so at that point, she would be ochelet betruma. But if she's less than 3 years old, so then, since it's impossible to have any sexual intercourse with her, the chuppah would not provide her the right to eat truma either, which doesn't seem to make sense because this is a din in kinyan kaspo. It shouldn't have anything to do with her sexual capabilities. That's what one's going to ask. But let's ignore that for a moment. This was Tosis's problem, the Eshet Ish. Why would we have to talk about an Eshet Ish? But once she's 3 years old, if any of the Arayot now would sleep with her, so then they, obviously she's a Ketana, she's not Chayevet, but they would be Mumatina Yada. Because they had real sex, because she's over 3 years old. V'hi b'tura, and she, obviously is b'tura because she's a ketana, but in terms of the act, she actually did have sex, and therefore, imba alecha echad min ha-psulim. So if one of the individuals who are possible, in terms of possibly for kahuna, to create now an isra on her b'chalal, for marrying a kohen as a zonar, where she's not shy to have a marriage at all, like an Eved or an Akum, and it's an Pasla Minakuna, because she really, that's not an Onesh, that's just a fact. And she really did sleep with them. So therefore, Vazor Minakuna. Now, look carefully at the case over here. We're talking about Bia. I mean, that's what the whole discussion is about. And it says over here that V'im Niseit Lakohen. Now you can't say other cases. There are no other cases. There's one focus that we have over here. What the din is 3 years old and up in terms of Bia. That's the only focus. You're telling me that if she's 3 years old and she's Ruya Levia and you went to the Chuppah, what do you mean, and you went to the Chuppah? I thought you said you don't need the Chuppah because already Bia is sufficient. So Katani Bia or Katani Niseit. That's not what it means. What it's saying is if this Bia, which it might be saying, which indeed achieves Nisuin. So im niseit, meaning, and if the focus of this Nisuin was to a Kohen, That doesn't mean a separate nisuin. It's saying ve'im nisev l'kohen, if this bia, which is nisuin, was in fact to a kohen, so then okalat b'truma. That's all it means. It has nothing to do with a separate stage. We're just identifying if the person that had been b'ol was a kohen. So then she's okalat b'truma. Toshma. Okay, try another ride. V'kvar shalach Yochanan ben Bagbag Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira l'netzivim. Yochanan ben Bagbag sent a message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, who was living in the Tzivim far away. Shamati alecha shatomer arusa bat Yisrael ochelet b'truma. Heard some lashon hara about you. I hear that you are allowing a bas Yisrael who marries a kohen before the chuppah to eat truma. I don't understand. Where do you come up with such a thing? Sholach laws, Rabbi Yonah ben Beteira sends back to Ben Bagbag, V'yata yata omer kein. You don't agree with that? Mm-hmm. I know you're a big bucky. You surely must know enough to be Dorish. L'drosh b'kal v'chomer. I mean, this is pretty childish stuff that you're writing me about over here. I mean, it's an obvious kal v'chomer. I mean, yata yoda, what, you're telling me you don't know the following kal v'chomer? Uma shivcha kina'anit. She'ed biyata ma'achilata b'truma. Kasba ma'achilata b'truma. We know the Torah says, kinyan kaspo hu yochal. She's kinyan kaspo. If a kohen would go ahead and sleep with a kananit, there's no kinyan to be ma'achil her truma whatsoever. There's certainly no kedushin there because she's not ruhi of a kedushin. She's a kananit. So even a kananit where there's no shaykhut b'chlal to ishut, it's possible for her to be eating truma just because of plain old-fashioned cash. A bas Yisrael, where all that he would need was bia, he wouldn't have to give cash. I mean, the coach can't even give cash. It's also machilat b'truma, of course. And arusa is a chalat b'truma. Now, it happens to be that I was only discussing the diraita, of course. I mean, Avo Maya said, "What am I supposed to do? I'm not being matir. This halacha l'maisa. This is the din in the Torah." But of course, as we know, that an arusa is actually not allowed to eat truma migezera derabbanan, as we'll see what the issues are in a moment, unless she already has gone to the chuppah. Now, let me ask you something. In reference to our question, whether bia zos a chuppah, nisuin, or erisin. So, zeichidon, what's exactly the case over here? That you're saying we're going to learn a kal v'chomer from bia to kesef is what we're doing. Not a kal v'chomer from the bia of a bas Yisrael, from the bia of a shifra kananis. But that's not going to help. And you're telling me that in the equivalent case over here, that it would help. What bia exactly are we talking about? I mean, iba bia shayudei chupa. What we're talking about, that there was a chupa, and then that would mean that the equivalent case we're trying to learn out is kesef followed by a chupa. So what are you saying? So then, but tafayu mechalach. Well, so obviously she really would eat. Not avu ma'ya se'am ruchacham nirmi ma'ya se'am. She went to the chuppah. Nobody asks her for the chuppah. Whether the Kenyan originally was bia plus chuppah or kesef plus chuppah, she's living in his house now. It's all over. What do you say? When else is a woman going to eat truma? So obviously that can't be the case. Ella, what were you saying the kapha chomer is? That bia with a chuppah is the source of the idea that she can eat truma, and kesef would be so kosher can kesef without a chuppah. That's your kosher cane. Well, it's a pretty dumb kosher cane, isn't it? I mean, you can't compare a case we have via plus chuppah to a case of kesef without chuppah. I mean, obviously, I'll say the most you could do is to learn out kesef with chuppah, which just can't be what we're talking about, as I just showed you. El Alav, and the only possible discussion between Ben Bagbag and Rav Yehuda Ben Beteira has got to be talking about bia without chuppah and kesef without chuppah, right? So now let's just think what happened. Rav Yehuda ben Beteira says to Ben Bagbag, man, what are you thinking? I mean, surely you know that al yedei bia, the bas Yisrael is able to eat. So kol shekein al yedei kesef, except as a gezeira. I mean, if Ben Bagbag writes him a letter and says, where do you come off saying that an arusa is able to eat truma? And he says back that, well, as you know, an arusa eats truma if it was an erisin through bia. No, I don't know that. That's what I heard Lashon Hara about you, that you're saying an arusa eats. So well, he's throwing back at him something that he wrote him the letter about in the first place, saying you should have figured it out from what you don't agree with. You should have figured out what you furthermore don't agree with. And that can't be the pshat either. So, Iyamit Bishleim and Nisuinos. Okay, if bia by definition is the equivalent of chuppah, so then of course he could say, look, you know that bia alone is sufficient to be ma'achil or truma, even though it's not a chuppah. So the same thing is true about kesef. But if bia requires a separate chuppah, so then this whole thing doesn't make any sense? So then I would say, Mishum Hachi Pshita Lei, there it would be clear why he expects Ben Bagbag to figure why Alima Lei Bia Mikesef, why he'd be ready to agree that Bia is Machila, but Shulma Bekesef isn't, for the same reason that Bia is more powerful, and that it's Eisen Nisui, and Kesef is an Eisen Nisui. Now he wants to make a Kavachomer, but nonetheless, Lagabe Shulma is a Kavachomer. Because if Bia is Machila, certainly Kesef is Machila, because it's certainly as good as a Shifcha Kedanis. We're over there, only Kesef is Machila, right? Perfect. Yamar Kedushino Sub, you're going to tell me Bia is no different than Kesef in terms of the level of the Kinyan of the Kohen. Said a Mashna Achal Pshitale, why when it comes to the question of, well, I mean, obviously you, Ben Bagbag, agree that with Bia, the Kohen is allowed to feed his wife, Truma. I do not. Why would I? How would I know that? So it must be that everybody's taking for granted over here that Bia is Isa Nisuin, and that's the fundamental assumption in the entire writings back and forth over here between Ben Bagbag and Rebbe Mbasera, which means that the Tanoim are all agreed that Bia actually is Isa Nisuin. Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak, no, not true, because you guys are missing the point of this Hitkatfut over here. Of course it's talking about Bia with Chuppah and Kesef without Chuppah, okay? So you say, well, that's dumb. It's not dumb. Let me explain to you what's going on over here. So we're talking about Bia Shayadei Chuppah v'Kesef Shalom Ayadei Chuppah. Now you said, Vidika Amrit. Well, I mean, how do you make a Kavachomer from a two-stage process to a one-stage process? I'll explain to you. Because the Kavachomer still exists. If you incorporate this data into the Kavachomer. Now here's how to say the Kavachomer. Vachi Shalacha. This is what he wrote. If a Shifcha Kenani would, no way could you possibly be Machla Shifcha Kenani Truma, I don't care what you do with her. You can do Bia and then have a Chuppah and then have a public ceremony. I don't give a hang what you do. If you didn't pay any money, she's not going to be eating the Truma. So I feel like they Chuppah. The only possible way of getting a Shifcha to eat Truma is by paying for her. That's Kesef. Kaspa Machilata. So all that's talking about over here is Kesef. Kesef is Machil without a Chuppah. What kind of Chuppah? The Chuppah is meaningless in terms of the Shifcha Kenani. So let us throw out the concept of Chuppah, okay, because Chuppah doesn't matter. So whatever the heck Bia is, makes no difference when it comes to Shifcha Kenani. What does matter? Kesef. Chuppah. What's the Chuppah have to do with it? No Chuppah. Now, in a case where you would have at least some fashion of Bia actually being able to be Machil, which you would agree with. So let's say that somebody is Mekadesh B'Bia, and maybe even be his only Isa Erosi. Okay, so he goes to the Chuppah, all right? No money passes in. She's going to eat Truma. I mean, even you agree she eats Truma if she got to the Chuppah after there was a Kiddushin. And certainly you agree that Bia is Kiddushin, okay? So now, if in a Bas Yisrael, Bia, Chuppah, is Marko B'Truma, and Bia, Chuppah, is not Marko B'Truma and Shifcha Kenani, but Kesef is, so Kesef is certainly Marko for Bas Yisrael. Ha! QED! No problem. And then he continues, but what can I do? Why is that? That's Mishum Du'ula. So as we said earlier, we have a problem. Our problem is the Coke bottle in the fridge. That's the only problem. So we allow now a woman who is only an Arusa to eat Truma. So now that means that her fiancé, Kohen, is going to be sending her all types of fancy Truma food. She'll put it in the fridge. And the one of her siblings will come along and take it out and take a drink. And that way, you'll be Chayav Misa. You can't allow a situation like that to develop. Because now we said better wait until she actually moves in with the guy after the Chuppah, and then she's not going to have any Truma in her parents' refrigerator. It's a logistical consideration.
But we didn't speak about that the Erosin was this money. And then this is money and this is money.
What's money?
He gave the Erosin this money. He coined it this money.
Right.
So it's the same like Shifrat
money. Correct. And in both cases, you eat Truma. Okay. That's exactly what he's saying. That's built into the Gavachomer. So how can you bring a Raya, whether it's Erosin or Sinusunus? It's irrelevant. So what does Ben Bagbag respond to that? Ben Bagbag says, look, if it's a two-stage process, then there is a built-in problem into the nature of the Kinyan. Because then I can simply say to you, stop making artificial Kavachomers. All you can do is say that the Kinyan of Kesef, when that's a complete Kinyan, is Michael Betruma. Okay, now let's take a look at the case of the Shivcha Kanani. A kesef that's given for purchase of a Shivcha Kanani is a complete kinyan. There's nothing else that you can do. That's it. You own her lock, stock, and barrel, right? But kesef given as kedushin is not a complete kinyan. It only lays the groundwork for being able to have a complete kinyan, which is chuppah. So the very fact that chuppah is a possibility teaches you that the kesef that has been given to a Bas Yisrael to create Erison is not the equivalent of kesef being given to Shivcha Kanani. So therefore what you're saying is even prima facie, nonsensical. Because what it boils down to, what you're saying is, let us bring a raya from the fact that a complete kinyan is ma'afel b'truma than an incomplete kinyan is ma'afel b'truma, which is obviously, once you reduce it to that logical statement, it's clearly nonsense. And that's what this is all about. So God be Shivcha Kanani lo shir b'kinyana. You did what you could, and you have completed 100% of kinyan. Mashenke, when it comes to the Bas Yisrael, lo shir b'kinyana. So in any event, we now understand the discussion between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera without any need to come on to assumptions about whether Bias Oysa Nisuin. That's irrelevant. Fine. Ravina says, I say this whole conversation never even started. Was never nogeya at all because we weren't even talking about chuppah. All along, everybody's saying, well, the only possible way that he could have been making the point to Ben Bagbag was to make the point using the case of Nisuin, correct? That's a mistake. Actually, everybody's agreed, midiyoraita mifshep shitadei de'achla. Ben Bagbag knows that an arusa is ocheles b'truma. There's never a problem. He was tining that you, however, are being matur even min rabbanan. So he sends to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira min rabbanan u d'shalachle. What he said to him was that what I heard about you is that you are matir ata omer arusa bat Yisrael ochelet b'truma velo chayashta lesimpon. There's a whole different approach to the problem of an arusa about truma. What is that problem? That so long as all we have is a betrothal in the original sense of the word, which really meant erusin, was actual kinyan in medieval times. Now we've come to use the word betrothal to mean getting engaged. But it used to be a betrothal was mamish like a marriage, which all the chumras of marriage, except you couldn't sleep with her, which is exactly what erusin is, right? So now, he writes, I heard that you hold that an arusa is actually ochelet b'truma, and you are not afraid that the one important thing that you didn't take into consideration, which is a mekach ta'ut. Because, look, this girl, basically, you met her where? At the prom? Or at the equivalent in medieval times? What do you mean? Of course she looks beautiful, but strip her of all of that finery and all of that facial coverings, and maybe she's a witch. You're not going to know if she's a witch or not until she moves into your house. Then you find out she's a witch. So, at that point, you'd say, I had never agreed to marry a witch. I've been fooled. So Simpon is some serious, here we're taking this as the pashas of Simpon, a serious blemish, which we understand that a guy, if he had known about, would never have gone ahead and taken her. And that makes no sense to me, because if Lamaisa turns out for the past year, you've been sending her gifts as a Kohen of your Truma, and she's been eating, believing that she's married to you. Now it turns out that retroactively she was never married to you. The whole thing was a mekach tos. It's all annulled. There was never a betrothal. She's been eating an iser v'chi of misa the whole year. How can you allow something like that? That was his time. They were never discussing. This whole business is a misunderstanding of the communications between Ben Batera and Ben Bagba. They were working like they do here.
Yeah.
So I heard Lo Chayash LeSimpon. So now sends Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera back to Ben Bagbag. What? You don't agree? You're kidding. You don't agree? Muchzakani bechash atabaki beboy. I've heard put down emails. You know. I mean, I'm sure you're a great Talmud Chacham, and probably know how to learn a Kal v'chomer in a pinch, right? So, I'm sure that you're a baki bechadrei atayra lidresh bekal v'chomer. I mean, so you can't figure out. At all. When it comes to a Shivcha Kanani, we have no problems with a Simpon. Why would we worry about a Simpon in that case? What does a guy care if she's a witch? I mean, he's only purchasing her for purposes of work. So if that's the case, in odin shekaspa ma'achilata b'truma velo nechosh l'simpon. We should not worry about simpon in this case either, any more than we would, this doesn't seem logical, we're going to address it, any more than we would about a shivcha kananit. Because over here, and that's what it seems to be saying, is that over here you understand that once already you have slept with her, so then she's really married to you. Nobody goes ahead and completes a marriage until he knows that she isn't a witch. So that means that you have found out before going through with this, you found out by asking around. I'm going to come over, we have backing service, how it's possible to find out this kind of thing. Speaking to female relatives, people that are aware of what's really going on in public baths and things like that, they know what she really looks like. And so you find out.
I guess sometimes it takes like 10 years.
I mean, those kind of witches. Those are witches with a B. That's all. We're all very brave when there's nobody around.
Yeah,
yeah. Because Pastor's not here.
Yeah, yeah. She always says, it's a men's club. No.
Okay, so in this case, so Kaspa should be Machila Tabachuma, and we shouldn't worry about Simpon. Ava Maya said, nonetheless, what am I supposed to do? Not because of Simpon, but because we shouldn't do Ula, because we're afraid of the proverbial Coke bottle. Now, of course, this doesn't make any sense, because according to this, Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah are completely agreed. I mean, Bishlam, in the previous case, it made sense. Ben Bagbag thought that he was matir when he was only talking about a diaraita. I said, well, of course, halakha l'maisa, I know that it's a problem to Rabbana. But in this case, they're not arguing. He never was talking about the diaraita. And now you're saying, ma'as, not because, so what, this is the machlokes? That Ben Bagbag was writing, well, I hear you're not Chayesh Simpon, you're only Chayesh Ula. That's outrageous. What kind of funny letter is that? Allah Kalamaisa, they're agreed. That the Gemara is going to ask in a minute. So what are they arguing about? Now, Ben Bagbag's response to that is the obvious response. Yeah. Well, obviously, we're not Chayesh for Simpon by a Shifcha Simpon. Simpon ba'avad in Letland. So what's the Simpon by a Shifcha? What exactly? Mumin. What are we talking about? Some kind of physical blemish. Either the blemish is visible, in which case he knows about it. So if it's Mumin Shibigaluyu, or Kalkaziwe, he saw it and he obviously is ready to work with it. He doesn't care what she looks like. If we're talking about Mumin Shibisater, my Nafgalimina, what does he care what she looks like undressed? Limalaka Kabayla. He's only interested in having her vacuum the carpet. So what does he care what it is that she, I mean, certainly doesn't intend to have her prancing around naked vacuuming the carpet. So what Nafgalimina does it make for him? If there's a Simpon or not. What are you going to say? That maybe she works for the mafia. Right? So you're saying, okay, but I mean, I can't have somebody over here that's a Ganav, I mean, or that's a Kuvyustus. Rashi always learns, always Machlokas, Rashi says Kuvyustus, but the Kuvyustus means a kidnapper. So she trades in humans. Not a good idea to have somebody like that shipping your kids out, you know, for ransom. Or it may mean Kuvyustus Kubiot, meaning she's a gambler. You don't want to have somebody to be in big trouble. You know, you're going to have people coming in now, banging down the door. Okay, over there, if it's Nimsa Ganavo Kubiustus, the din is Higio. You are always have to assume that if you buy an Eved or Shifcha, that's what they are. I mean, how in the world are you going to get somebody on it?
Yeah.
Right, so you have to assume that that's Higio. That was Oriel's Taina about Sabila.
Yeah.
Now you hadn't, and that the Gemara says to Farish. You already accepted that. Okay. So you go, Elamai, my army, what are you going to say? That she's not just a agent of the mafia. She is actually an armed bandit. So she's at least a Mizuyan, right? Or maybe there's already posters up, wanted dead or alive. She's wanted by the government, the Tavla Malchut, in which case your money is going to be basically going down the tubes. So then you wouldn't want to pay money for that, would you? Ah, no. But that's not a problem. Because you don't have to be chayesh for a simpon like that. Because Hanukkah, everybody knows about those kind of things. So therefore, we assume if you're not an idiot, you did the research. And if you are an idiot, so then you have to learn to live with being an idiot and all of the consequences of being an idiot. So but you can't have it both ways to come back. Gee, if I had known. What do you mean, gee, if you had known? All you needed to do is get on the internet. I don't know how to use the internet. So you're an idiot. So therefore, you don't have a right to come taina that you should get your money back. Okay. So Maisa, bottom line is, they're just arguing whether it can be a raya about Simpon from the case of a Shivcha to the case of the Arusa Bas Yisrael, right? So it seems that Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is saying, well, There's no simpon there, so you're not chayish, and therefore there's no simpon here, to which Ben Bagbag seems to be saying something very reasonable. Namely, well, obviously there's no simpon by an eved, why would there be a simpon? There can't be a simpon. But clearly Rabbi Yonah ben Becerra holds that ein adam shoteh bakos elohim kein votko techila, as the Gemara says elsewhere. So a person doesn't drink from a cup unless he looks into it first. I mean, well, he doesn't want to drink a fly. So there's a point over here, therefore, wait, Tosfos first. Rashi's wearing with nesuin. That means to consummate your marriage. But Tosfos says, we're not talking about over there. We're not talking about beniset, that we're not fishing on the single one. And that was the taina to Ben Bagbag. Because that's true. But rather, the point over here is that even if you're going to tell me that in the same way that bia that makes nesuin, that over there would be clear that he's not going to get into bed, and not only in the literal sense, but in the absolute sense. So we're talking about a business. I don't want to get into bed with you. It doesn't mean a little bit of free sex. It means we're going to be stuck with each other. So that's in terms of nisuin. But over here, Reb Yehuda ben Becerra's svar is that bichlal, a person literally doesn't want to get into bed. I mean, he doesn't want to have sex at all if he doesn't believe that it's a long-term relationship. Because he's not interested in stam and bilesnus. So he views even a bilesheim kedushin, and he hasn't had a chance to find out. He will find out. He wouldn't have done it if he hadn't found out. Therefore, over there also, sova v'kibul is no chayish chashash of simpon. But that doesn't mean I disagree with you, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. I agree with you, but for a different reason. Not because of simpon, but rather because of ula and the cook. That's all. So the Gemara said, then I understand. So then what are they? They're talking past each other. So michte, bein lamar loach, I understand. So why did he write him a letter? A year that you're matir. He isn't matir, he's chayish for ula. So what is a very theoretical thing? I'm saying, Ben Bagbag, the problem is simpon, and you're saying the problem is ula. This is what the discussion is about. This is why he writes them. I hear that you're matir halacha l'maisa, even midrabbanan. Where'd that come from? He should have just said, you're under misapprehension. But he sent him this whole complicated discussion about simpon. So it boils down to, he's trying to show him that he's wrong about simpon, and the correct reason is ula, so then what does it matter? This is one that makes a big difference. Ika binayu, it depends if you're old of ula, or if you're old of simpon. There's big nafkaminas. Suppose he was kibel. Suppose the guy says, beferish, look, I'm telling you, I'm not the kind of guy that gets turned off. I'm in love with this woman. I don't care if she's got a simpon. I'll tell you right now. And if it turns out that there's a simpon that somebody else wouldn't have worn, it makes no difference to me. Okay, so then there would be no chashash of simpon. But there would still be the chashash of the Coke bottle. So mamela, they're not really in agreement. Or, another case would be, masar, or halach, I think. But this is or it's one case, masar v'halach. That's the machlokas we're showing. But the masar would be, the father hands over the daughter to the shluchei habal. Or he's already on the way towards the baal. So in other words, there's no longer anything to worry about in terms of Coke bottles, because there is no refrigerator that they're carrying along with them. So that's not the issue. The issue is only the Shiloh because of Simpon. So in that case, there would be a Chashash of Simpon. So Ben Bagbag says, I heard the most outrageous thing. I heard that you said that a woman who was already on her way to the Chuppah, she's got another 3 months to go, and she's going now with the Shluchei HaBaal, with the Shluchei HaAv, and you said, oh, it's okay, she can eat truma. Why? Because there's no chashash of sharing the Coke bottle. Coke bottle? What does Coke bottle have to do with anything? Says Ben Bagbag. What about simpon? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra writes back and says, you don't know how to learn the Kaf HaChomer. If there's no simpon by the Shivcha, why would there be a simpon over here? A simpon by Shivcha. Not Negea over here, it's Negea. Okay, so it boils down to the chashash, whether Adam is Shase the case without being Doitke Yafa Yafa. That's all. But the interrelationship makes perfectly good sense the way Ravina is being Masbir. They're not talking across the board. They're talking about this case, indeed this case. And Ben Bagbag was outraged. How could you be Masbir? Because he took for granted that the Svara is the Svara of Simpon. To which Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said, no, you've got the wrong approach. I agree that Min Rabbanan is Asur, but not because of Simpon, but because of Ula.